Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalver, and today joining us we have...
Nisha Crossley.
Nisha, what is your experience with sound?
That's broad.
Yes.
I don't know where to begin to answer that. My experience with sound. I don't know. I guess when you say that and I start thinking about it, the first thing that comes to mind is my experience with handbells, because that's really where my experience with music is in high school.
Wow. I always forget that you did handbells.
Yeah, it's okay. You should.
I did handbells as well growing up. Yeah. Not in high school, but in church through like middle school, elementary, and some in high school.
Yeah. I wasn't very good at it, but I made it through the year, so I got my fine arts credit.
What is your experience with music, if that's the same answer or any?
Well, I did take guitar lessons for a little while, but yeah, music is not my, performing music is not my forte, but I enjoy it.
Yeah. What does sound mean to you?
Oh, I just think straight immediately to the definition of, you know, the scientific definition of like waves in the air, you know, vibrating your eardrums and stuff. Yeah.
And music?
My definition of music?
What does it mean to you?
Yeah. Oh, what does it mean to me? I think it's like more like culture coming together.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of music.
Yeah, the sounds of the environment and the culture and what moves you.
And like just how it affects the community too. Like a big part of where music comes from is how is its use in the community and like bringing people together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, long time ago. And so that's what I think about, because that's when the music is the most moving for me.
Yeah. What do you hear right now?
Oh, my fish tank.
Yeah.
I heard the dog bark earlier. I'm sure you caught that on the camera, on the mic here. I like the sound of the fish tank. I think it's really peaceful. That's why it doesn't bother me.
I hear like a fan or something.
Oh, or yeah. There's an air filter. There's an air filter in front of the litter box. Important. The next most important sense.
Make a sound. Make sounds.
Plural.
Yes.
Oh, that's one sound. It lasted longer, though.
Make a sound that you believe only you could produce.
Impossible.
That was one right there. Make a cool sound. Oh man, I love doing that. That took me a while to learn in college.
That's all I got.
Make a not cool sound.
I wish I had something that made like a squishing noise.
Oh, like one of those goof art things.
Oh,
like,
yeah, or I could just say moist.
Oh, yeah, that'll get some people. Sing a note.
Sing a note.
Yes.
What's a single note? Just. Okay.
Sing a high-pitched note.
Oh, I already did. I should have started low.
Most people go high. It's funny.
Why is that?
I don't know. But maybe we'll find that out in this podcast. But yeah, high pitch.
Okay, higher.
Low pitch. Sing what you think is a B-flat.
Oh, I have no idea. Literally no idea.
Just give it a try.
I don't... It would be, I would be, get, I would just be making more noise.
Yeah, just sing it
out.
Okay. What you think is a B. And I play a B flat next to it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's awful.
Sing a number of notes, like a string.
Oh, okay. This is not a good time. you got any suggestions?
Just random notes.
That's,
Doesn't even have to be a melody.
Yeah,
improvise a lyricless song.
A lyricless song? How do you sing a song without any lyrics?
Like you just did, kind of.
Oh, you just hum something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or man. Scat.
There's a lot of creative needs in this, Sean.
Yeah.
You're very demanding.
Yeah, putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough?
Yeah. Name something that makes a sound.
Cats.
Make that sound.
Meow.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
Music, but I guess a single sound. The sound of running, the sound of water, like yeah. That's really zen. I really like that.
Another guest was talking about the sound of like bubbles floating through a fish tank.
Oh yeah,
and I
similar
thought of like,
water.
There should just be a machine that does that. That just
makes that noise.
That is just basically a small thing of water, and then you just blow bubbles through it, and you just have it in your room or something.
Oh yeah, it'd be like the closest thing to a lava lamp or something.
Yeah.
I think it's a thing. It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Like those things with baked jellyfish in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is the sound that bothers you?
A lot of dogs barking. That really crushes my soul slowly.
Yeah, like the whole room of just...
Yeah, like when I take care of like the dogs at the kennel or something, and so it's like a room full of like 15 dogs in kennels, and you like walk in, and they all want to be walked and fed, and they're all barking their heads off. Oh, it's... I'm pretty sure it's degrading on, like, a certain part of your, like, mental capacity. Like, as a human, you're just not meant to take that.
Yeah, a lot of stimulus. Drum on something. Can you beatbox?
No.
You want to try?
All right.
Yeah, just give it a try.
I like how Sean immediately starts hyping it. He's like, yeah, it's good!
Because it is. I mean, like, it's just like when people are like, oh, I can't sing. It's like, yes, anyone can sing. Can you sing as well as you may, like, you know, want to? Maybe not, you know? But that doesn't matter. Music is just, it's what's pure to the soul.
I think that's more true for people who have that desire, that drive, the creative need.
Well, it, not even a need, but, like, just, like, for someone to put themselves down and to be like, oh, I can't sing, and to be ashamed of it, it's just like, it doesn't matter. And it's like, even if your voice is like terrible or scratchy, some of the most famous bands are with musicians who have very unique voices.
That's true, yeah.
And so...
Most of my favorite artists who have different voices, which is nice.
Yeah.
But they can still hit a note.
Oh, yes, and that is also important. But at the same time... it also isn't, you know, depending on what type of music that this person is making or such, you know, like, sometimes someone who sings off key is exactly what this song needs, you know, or what they're creating. It doesn't have to be traditional music. Imitate flatulence. Make an animal call.
Caca!
Manipulate your voice.
Like when you suck in a helium.
Mimic someone without revealing who it is, either someone you know or a celebrity.
Oh, I'm never good at that.
It doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think how I could even pretend, like,
I wish I had a speech here so I could emulate his speech patterns and. name an instrument.
The guitar.
Become that instrument.
Oh. But I feel like that's a posture more than a sound.
Y'all listeners, she made the position of a guitar. It was funny. But yes, please make the sounds.
Guitar sounds. Okay. I should have said the oboe or something.
You can change it if you want. You know.
Oh, here, a trumpet. Just
trombone.
Trombone. Oh, see? I'm sorry.
No, that's how we learn. So now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute.
Okay, and you tell us when it's over, huh?
Yes. What did you hear or experience?
Oh, I guess usually it's probably a little bit more introspective, but I think we were both just focused on Lily.
Yeah. She's being a little dog.
I was going to say, silence is far and few between in this house.
Yeah.
It's too many pets.
Too many pets. But, I mean, that's a form of silence in a way. Silence and noise.
You also looked at her. I knew better than to look at her from the beginning. I was like, don't look at the dog.
Oh, but she was going, ooh, and I was like, oh, I got
it. She didn't do it until you looked at her.
No. Maybe, yeah. What, or can you name an onomatopoeia?
Oh, something that's a, hold on.
Word that describes a sound.
Yeah. Pew.
Clap. Snap. Whistle. Stomp.
Stomp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
That's it? That's the end of the prompt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Usually there's a that made you feel or think or something. Okay, a significant sound from the past. Not really, if I was being honest, because I don't think that that's how most of our brains work.
Yeah, a lot of the guests are saying that it's usually not like a sound, but something someone said.
Yeah, something someone said or the smell or something like that is far more common, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But like, if I had to think back to a significant sound, like if I was to try and think of sounds exclusively, like, you know, my first concert was with my dad, and it was a Peter Gabriel concert.
Whoa, legit!
Yeah.
Oh, man, I saw Peter Gabriel with his orchestra with my brother, like, right after college.
Yeah.
What a talented dude.
He puts on a good show.
Yeah.
Which is impressive. So, yeah, I like his music. It's okay. Like, I don't, like, go out of my way to listen to it on my own time, but when my dad's playing it, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the concert because the show was so good, and I knew the songs at least, so it was a good time. 10 out of 10 would do again.
Yeah.
Especially if someone else was paying for it.
Yeah, free concerts are always the best.
Yeah, but, well, you know, but then my mom had us go to a Carole King concert, and that was...
You win some, you lose some.
She just sits on a stool and plays her acoustic guitar and sings into a mic. And if you're not into that music, you're just, it's just, there's nothing else happening.
Yeah, I might as well be at a bar for that.
Yeah.
Hum the first song that you can think of.
That I can. I can't really hum the rest of it that well.
What song was that?
Let It Go.
A popular track. Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
That stood out to me? I remember I was, like, in middle school, and that song Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, I really liked it.
How does that go? I don't remember that.
It's basically talking about how this chick shouldn't put up with her abusive boyfriend.
Oh, popular track.
Yeah, it was popular.
I'll have to look that up on Spotify. What is a sound that you think of a lot?
Back to the thinking of sounds, don't really do that much.
Or is a sound that you may think you think of a lot?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, like, every now and then I'll have problems where I imagine, like, beeping fluid pumps because I work at a job where that's important.
Uh-huh. It just pops up in your head, like, post-traumatic stress.
Like, a lot of technicians will, like, dream about them or hear them as they're falling asleep and stuff, especially if it's their job to like attend to them. It was worse when I was in day practice, and it was like more often my job.
Gosh, because yeah, you're hearing it all day, every day, probably.
Depending on how bad the day is,
yeah.
Because if it's a good day, then you know you don't. They're not beeping as often because shit's just working.
Yeah. Wow. What sound do you think you hear the most?
Dogs barking.
Yeah.
That's probably my number, because I hear that at home and at work, and where else do I go? Especially this last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Oh, I'm, like, obstinate about this. I refuse. Like, I will, like, cover my ears if there's a really catchy, like, commercial jingle.
Uh-huh.
I will, like, I refuse to sing along to them. And when other people do, I'm like, what is wrong with you? That's exactly what they want you to do.
Absolutely. So there's nothing that gets stuck in your head?
There probably used to be when I was younger, but I'm much better about avoiding commercials nowadays.
Yeah. Wow. What is an album that you really enjoy?
That I really enjoy? An album that I really enjoy? It changes, you know? Like, you like listen to it a bunch of times and then you move on or something. Right now, what am I listening to? I'm not really listening to a single album.
It doesn't even have to be right now. Like, this is a...
Yeah.
Over life.
Yeah, I know. So one that's popping to mind, probably because I'm talking to you, is I listened to this album from the Two Bears a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's their second album. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Me neither. The first one was Coming On Strong. The second one was something about a queen or something.
Something like that. I can't
remember. Jeez, I can't remember either.
I listened to it a lot, though, at the time. I really enjoyed it.
So I Instagram message Joe Goddard every once in a while. And he usually responds to my messages.
Yeah.
So I'll ask him just, like, musician questions. And but I did ask him recently, like, Two Bears win? And he was like, Sue.
Nice. Yeah, I listen to their music when it comes out. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good dance music. Good electronic.
Yes.
What was the first album you owned or bought?
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Which one?
Their first album.
Wow.
Millennium. No, maybe it's their second. Millennium or something like that.
I didn't have any of their albums.
Yeah. No, that was the first album I ever bought. I'm pretty sure I still have it somewhere. I really was the boy band craze was good for me.
It was good for a lot of people. Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make, either right now or just in general?
No, definitely not.
Never?
Okay, well, occasionally on a bad day at work, I wish there was a soundproof room that I could go scream in, but right now I'm good. Just occasionally.
You should vent that scream into music. Become like a death metal singer or something.
It hurts. It hurts too much.
Well, that's why the method of... you have to learn how to yell correctly.
Right.
Without damaging your...
Yeah, so in RTC, I learned how to use, like, my diaphragm, so I can, like, be really loud and deep and, like, project really far without, like, hurting my vocal cords. But when I'm angry and I just want to scream, I just want...
And then you become hoarse, yeah. Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
Sounds you say?
Yeah. To the audience,
like, or? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, like that.
Whoa. No one said that one yet. What sound related question would you ask the next guest?
Ooh. What instrument is most appeasing to your ears, or, you know, which one they like the most?
And Rahul Rao asks you, what sounds do you associate with a specific memory, and what is that memory, unless it's traumatic and you don't want to talk about it?
Oh, right. No, I'm good. Yeah, I don't know. Again, sounds and memory aren't really that tied up together for me. Like,
so nothing?
Yeah, smells really will kill me. Like, I'll smell something, and it'll literally be like I'm traveling to the past. Like,
wow, really?
Like, I can feel my eyes glaze over, and I can, like, see it. Like,
I'm experiencing this thing.
Yeah, like, it's really intense like that.
What's something that smells and, then adding on to that, what's something that smells and makes sound that you can think of?
Smells and makes sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why, but I immediately thought those Glade air freshener things that people hang on their walls.
Oh, that's a great answer. Yeah, absolutely. It scares the shit out of you when you're in, like, some random bathroom. Oh,
yes. Like, even in people's houses, like, I'll hear that, and I know, like. And then a few minutes later, you're like.
I smell it. Well, you got any plugs before we go? Anything you want to tell the audience? Where they can find you, follow you, or anything?
Oh, please vote. In every election. And if you're not registered to vote, please register to vote.
Yeah.
That's very passionate. I'm very passionate about that.
You got a Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
You don't have to send me any money.
That's what this is about.
People are supposed to send me money?
If they want.
Well, my Cash App is my first and last name, Nisha Crossley. So that's all I got.
All right. Well, Nisha, thanks for being on.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure.
Thanks for listening.
Nisha Crossley. Impossible. Moist. Mm. Meow. Like when you suck in a helium. Pew. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Caca!